Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
Here's Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Foreign tourists banned from visiting Indonesia's inner Baduy hamlets. The foreign tourists are prohibited from visiting Baduy tribal hamlets in Lebak, Banten, according to a decision by the local customary institution. Medi, secretary of Kanex Village, said on Tuesday the prohibition applies to inner Baduy hamlets in Cibeo, Cikartana, and Cikesik. The Gajebo hamlet of the outer Baduy is also close to foreign tourists as it houses a traditional institutions, building and borders the inner Baduy area, which is off limits for photography. And the next one. Indonesia's National Search and Rescue Agency has officially ended the search for victims of the collapse Al Qosni Islamic Boarding School in Sidoarjo, East Java, after completing its final recovery efforts. In a press conference on Tuesday, Basarnas Operations Director Commander Yudi Barmantio said that 171 victims were found during 9 days of search and rescue operation since the collapse on September 29th. Of the total, 104 people were rescued alive, while 67 were confirmed dead. 8 body parts were also recovered from the debris of the collapsed structure, he noted. And that was the news.
Voice of Indonesia.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program, presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id and NRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia.
Hello, Voice listener and RR Inet viewers. Welcome back to Indonesia Today with your host Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 1 hour in Indonesia Today RR Inet, providing you with lots of news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And Voice listener, in this beautiful day, of course, we have lots and lots of things for you, where you can tune in to our online streaming in voanews.id, shortwave in 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our application in RRE Digital for those of you love watching on demand. And so without any further ado, for listener, let's start today's program with a song from Bara Suara with Terbuang Dalam Waktu.
We'll be right back. jadi negara. Sekejap hati ini menjadi sengsara. Tak kuasa untuk menahan rindu sementara, padahal lusa kita jumpa.
Sayanglah aku tapi pergilah lama-lama. Izinkan ku sejenak meninggalkan kota sebelum melanjutkan mimpi yang cemerlang. Digambir aku akan pulang.
Di bawah langit malam yang terang, kita lanjut berlaga. Di Jakarta hidup terbiasa tak selalu tawa-tawa. Senang bukan cuma harta di kota Jakarta.
Programa en español.
Programs pertaining to Indonesia. RRI Digital. Available on Google Store.
e App Store. RRI Digital.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to another special episode of VOI Talk. And right now, I'm going to talk about something really interesting. And as you know, education is one of the most powerful tools that changes lives. And yet, not everyone has equal access to quality learning opportunities. So today, we are going to discuss this. And of course, I'm joined by someone who has been dedicating her time and passion to make education more inclusive and impactful. Right now, we have Raisa Zafira. She is the teacher and the founder of Bersama Belajar, a community that focuses on empowering students through learning and mentorship. Hello, Raisa. How are you today?
Hello. I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine, too. So, Raisa, without any further ado, I would like to start with today's interview. So, Raisa, I would like to ask, what inspired you to start volunteering in the field of education? Is it the start, or maybe like you see someone teaching and that lightens you, who you are?
Okay, so basically, maybe a bit of my background. I'm a law graduate from Universitas Indonesia, and I had a chance to study through ISMA scholarship. If you know ISMA, it was like an exchange scholarship where we study abroad for like one semester. And I got a chance to study to Hungary at the University of Pécs, Hungary. And I experienced such a stark difference between the one that I had in Indonesia and also the one that I had in Hungary. Although I studied in Universitas Indonesia, which is the base university. And then I started to think, okay, if my experience is so different, like, I think I deserve so much better education. And what about those children who are not as lucky as me, especially those children who don't even have the chance to get education, like not even quality education, but like education in general. So after that, I went home to Indonesia, and then I started my thesis research, which is about access to education in scavenger community. And the case, the study case, was about the Kampung Pemulung, Karangpola, which is in Pasar Minggu. It's really near my house, and it's really near, like, the city center, the real estate, and then also the bus schools, like SMA 28, and so on. But it was a community that was really, like, they don't get education. Most of them, they have like high dropout issues, lack of motivations, lack of even legal protection for the children. They don't even, many of them don't even have a birth certificate, and they're not even, they don't even have the family card, and so on. And then that's why there are so many problems in that area. And then I started reaching out to KPAI, to Dinas Pendidikan, Ministry of Education, about my research. And eventually, I realized I kind of need to go there myself. And because I love teaching, I realized I could teach there. I started teaching there, and that's why right now I'm still teaching there too.
Okay, so right now, not long before you explained that you went to the ISMA exchange program and learned about the difference and maybe exchange some information. So can you explain to us the difference from the education in Bulgaria and in Indonesia? Is there any significant difference? And if there is, are you trying to implementing it to Bersama Belajar?
Okay. By the way, I studied in Hungary.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Totally fine. Yeah, I studied in Hungary. It was in Europe. and I was in the University of Beach. If I could say, if you search University of Beach, their like their ranking is not so like shining, like their international ranking is not as shining as what we have in Indonesia, Indonesian universities. But when I studied there, I totally have this kind of experience where I realized that my teachers really nurture me a lot, okay? And then they tried their best to be present, to be, you know, caring. And even I've got an experience where one of my fellow student got, she fainted, and then in the middle of presentation, and the teacher like paused every learning, and then after that he called like the emergency, that like they have like the 911 and so on. And I mean, if it's in Indonesia, we would probably just give them like tea, right? Or like kajuput oil, and then we would think, okay, maybe it's just a cold or something. But eventually it turns out this girl has a heart issue, and we didn't know that. But like that kind of attention that the teacher gave us, the student, is really for me it was really like life-changing. And then in every single meeting, the teacher, especially this one teacher, Mr. Peter Mirza, this teacher always appreciate us. Even if our answer is kind of weird, he always appreciates us and so on. So that is the main thing that I always try to bring in my classes. Even as my profession is also a teacher, I always try to encourage my students to talk, to express their feelings, to make sure that they feel heard, and to make sure that every step of their learning process is a part of their experience in life. And that's also what I bring to the Bersama Belajar itself.
Okay, so from your experience, especially in Bersama Belajar, what is the most rewarding feeling or rewarding part of being an educational volunteer?
Okay, this is a hard question actually, because there are so many things that make me very, well, I feel really good about it, I feel really good about myself and so on. But most of the time, it was always about when I teach, and then when they remember something, or when you know that before you taught them, they didn't know about this, and after that, they would remember it, and they would ask me about it. And even when we talk about certain things, like for example, if I was teaching about colors, and then they bring something that I did not mention before, like for example, I give example, like the example of color green is the leaves, and then they bring out another example, and I feel, oh, they actually learned something from here. And then after that is basically the appreciation of the parents. Because when I teach in Kampung Pemulung, Karangpola, they definitely have like such a different life from us, and they basically won't even understand English at all, even though maybe they learn at school, or maybe they heard it somewhere, or yeah, but they don't have the chance to study English as like quality English, as I said. Well, and the parents always thank us like a thank you. And then sometimes even when I got like sick, I couldn't go there, and they would chat me, they would call me, even like how are you, are you good, we haven't heard long from you, and can you teach us again, we really miss you so much. That was like okay. And then yeah, I feel happy in a way. yeah, it really motivates me a lot.
Okay, so in your view, how does community-based education contribute to shaping a better future for these children?
Okay, to be honest, I think community-based education, like this kind of volunteering way, is not the ideal way for us to provide the quality of education for every children, okay, especially in Indonesia, because as we know, they have their own rights, and it's supposed to be, it is actually protected by the Constitution, but in the implementation, we're still kind of far behind it, okay? And then, so I would not say that it's the ideal way, but it really helps to bridge the gaps between the one that they should have and the one that they have right now. I once told Bapak Iwan Cahyo, he was the previous director general of Dick Desmin of Ministry of Education about my initiative, and he thanked me for doing what I'm doing, and he said, even if the bridge is not big, at very least these kids have the small bridge that could hold them to cross from one side to the other, from like the maybe the dark side to the brighter side. So it gives some chances for them to be able to learn, although, well, they will not be able to provide any kind of fancy English tuition centers and so on, but this kind of initiative really helped them to get there.
Okay, so for the final question I would like to ask you, what would you like to say to young people out there who might be inspired to start volunteering but haven't taken the first step yet? And do you think that education is what is needed in the country, especially in Indonesia right now?
Yes, okay, especially to young people, like people my age or even younger or even older, everyone, please try and step out of your comfort zone. As we know, the world is extremely huge, and your reality is probably so much different than the others. And sometimes, like volunteering, going out to see the other sides of this world, going out to like this kind of community, Kampung Pemulu, or even like Anak Jalanan and so on, is a way of shaping your understanding of others' perspective, because our reality is totally different, and that's why to have like a common ground to understand others better, to live the life you're not entitled to, and to realize that you have so much more to give to others, you can really start volunteering or even just like go around and then give something to others and so on. And for the other question, the kind of education that we need right now is definitely the one that could be accessed by everyone, because, well, if we're talking about like quality of education, some people will get it, some higher level people will get it easily in Indonesia, but some others, most others, like almost most of us, like the middle to below, we don't even get the quality education that we deserve. So that's why I think we can go hand in hand to make sure this works, and it will go back to us eventually. Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much, Raisa, for giving such amazing answer, and I hope you would inspire many other teachers to start and do what you do. And so, Voice listener, thank you again, Raisa, for sharing your inspiring stories and valuable insights with us today. Your education also reminds us that is making a difference doesn't always require big step, but always try and go outside your comfort zone. So thank you so much, Voice listener, for accompanying me in this special interview. My name is Ren. Stay tuned with us with Voice of Indonesia for more amazing interviews like this, only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Hello, viewer, listener, wherever you are, we meet again in the Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago. This program is brought to you an information about traditional music instruments of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will discuss one of the traditional music instruments from North Sumatra called Hasapi. That crosses Indonesia. changes in people's mind when they hear the word North Sumatra, Toba Lake. The beauty of this freshwater lake that is notable as the deepest lake in the world is really fascinating. The friendliness of its people becomes one of the aspects that makes tourists stay in a bit longer. However, one thing that is always lingered in the ears is the beat of Batavis music, which pumps people's spirit to explore this land. Kasapi is one of the traditional musical instruments of Batak people. This is the evidence that Batak community possesses a high rate of musicality. Tribute songs of Asapi musical melody, which is played by Marpongi Sitohang. Batak community has recognized music arts for the long time before the new modern musical instrument like today. One of the popular instruments is Asapi. Asapi is played by strumming because it has two strings in general. It is categorized as kudafen. In principle, Asapi is quite similar to small guitar, but it has two strings only. Asapi is easily found in Parapat and Samosir Island. This is usually sold to the tourists who visit Toba Lake. Some local merchandise shops sell this musical instrument. Asapi crafters are a little hard to be found because they are usually also the ones who are skillful in playing the musical instrument. The crafters are ordinary elder people, and the skills of making Asapi is passed down to their offsprings. Asapi musical instrument is divided into two kinds, Asapi Ende and Asapi Doa. Asapi Ende is the melody carrier instrument, and it is considered as the predominant instrument in Gondang Asapi Ensemble. Meanwhile, Hasafi Dua has the same principle with Hasafi Endi. However, in the play, Hasafi Dua acts as the career of constant rhythm. The size of Hasafi Dua is a little bit bigger than Hasafi Endi. Irwan Saharahap as Hasafi musicians views that Hasafi has its own technique to build.
Hasafi itu mempunyai teknik tersendiri untuk memainkannya, jadi biasanya
Hasafi has its own technique to be played. Usually, based on tradition, there is the resonator hole in the back of the instrument. The function is to manipulate sound, and it is placed on the stomach. Traditionally, Hasafi has two strings. Actually, there are the variation of two harmony system, which are used in Hasafi. Traditionally, it is played intervally, approximately tres major. Hasafi is a melodic and rhythm musical instrument because it does not apply musical scale. It is used as jazz court music. Generally, Hasafi is used for gondang events, like music events or wedding occasion. Hasafi could be used in the gondang music strings, but it can also be played individually. In the various traditions of Bata community, Hasafi is always present to give impression to the ongoing event. Hasafi, made of wood, it is crafted like a boat. This instrument uses two strings. In the earlier times, the strings were made of a Bata material. Now the instrument uses guitar strings. Well, is it? Before a review on Hasafi musical instrument, let's listen to the Hasafi musical strings with Bata case musician Martayi Sitohang and Mardi Sihombing in Mardangan Mau. Thank you. are songs, from folk songs as well as Western songs, although it has only two strings. The tune of strings in Hasapi has two kinds. The first tune matches the basic musical scale. The first string is mi tune. The second one is do. The second tune is known as batak stem. The first string is for re, and the second one is for low sol. Hasapi does not own grip like guitar, so it is hard to play it. These things make tourists appreciate this batak musical instrument. The instrument can play any song only with two strings. Hasapi is made of a gyro wood which is turned around in Toba Lake. Besides, hasapi is also made from jackfruit stem tree. So, hasapi is easier to be crafted. Besides being easily crafted into musical instrument, jackfruit wood is more durable and long-lasting than jackfruit log is dragged as the rustman's place for producing sound, and the place is covered with thin wood. Hasapi is often given the carving ornament to make it look more attractive. Well, listener, that is a short review about traditional musical instrument of Bataknese called Hasapi. I'm Nika Kusmawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next edition of The Rhythm of the Indonesian Archipelago. Thank you.
joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRINN.
Collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users, direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users. users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.